Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Laurie's Heart by Amy Lillard, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Chapter 1. Laurie Kaufman's black walking shoes squeaked against the overly waxed tile floor as she made her way down the long corridor. One arm was wrapped around her stepmother, Maddie. Her mom pulled her close, neither one of them ready for the task before them. In truth, Laurie wanted nothing more than to turn and run from the coroner's office as fast as she could, as far as her feet would carry her. The doctor walked in front of them, slower than she wanted, faster than she could take. He didn't say a word as he led them into the cold, sterile room. It was so different than anything Laurie had ever seen, stainless steel and buzzing lights. Only the squeak of their shoes could be heard as he led them to a wall that appeared to be a large filing-type cabinet. It was a little like the one her father kept in his office at the restaurant, except this one took up the entire wall. She randomly wondered how the doctor knew which drawer to pull out. But he did. The drawer opened, the body inside covered with a plain white sheet. Mom squeezed Lori's hand so hard her fingers started to tingle. Her heart pounded in her chest as she watched the doctor fold back the sheet to reveal the lifeless face of her father. With a gasp, Mom turned away, only briefly looking at the man she had been married to for as long as Laurie could remember. But Laurie herself couldn't tear her gaze away. Her eyes were transfixed, as if by staring at him long enough, she could somehow bring him back to life. She took in his wavy brown hair, normally so carefree, now pushed unnaturally back from his face.